Hey, Rockella, who's this?
Hi, this is Isela.
Hi, Isela. You won tickets.
Oh, sweet.
You
That's
got
awesome.
Tickets to Wild Rivers, to Not Soak City, and to Hurricane Harbor, Los Angeles. All three.
Woohoo!
It is world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? On the show today, Mexican Batman. There's a Mexican Batman. Soy Batman. In Florida, what's up with Florida? Meth head was attacking World Cup decorations. And people are dumb. We have a delivery driver who was driving England equipment from Florida to, I believe it was Kansas City, and stole a bunch of the equipment that he was driving. Animal stories, Merlin the duck. Can't wait to tell you about that. We have the 420 catch of the day. That is the new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got tickets for you to see Beck at the Greek September 23rd. And we'll continue to give you this. Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
What's the matter with you? Are you crazy or something?
I used to go to this bar, is the name of that. That's Joyce Manor. We had them at the Sound Space, and I could not get the name of that song right. This bar I used to go to, I called it about four different things with the band sitting there. They found it funny, thank God. It's K-Rock. Somebody in Florida went out of their way to steal official England gear for the World Cup, including
players' personal football boots, including the likes of Harry Kane and Jude Bellingham's boots.
And it turns out it was the guys that were transporting that equipment. Because Florida. What's up with Florida is next on K-Rock.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
Two men from Florida, Mustafa Salik and Irfan Kamal, were driving the England World Cup equipment from Florida to Kansas City. And so everything was in their possession, and they stole a bunch of it. And it was sort of easy for the police to put two and two together because it was in their possession, and they ended up having about $18,000 worth of England World Cup gear.
The list of things that someone or some people have gone out of their way to steal is kind of ridiculous. The list includes official tournament match balls.
There were like eight official FIFA World Cup match balls.
Players' personal football boots, including the likes of Harry Kane and Jude Bellingham's boots.
Maybe the two most famous people on the England team, Harry Kane and Jude Bellingham, stole their actual cleats.
Team's uniforms and kits. A lot of training equipment. Tactical whiteboard.
All right, listen. They stole whiteboards. You know, the kind that the coach set in front of the locker room and writes the X's and O's on it. A whiteboard like you can get at any store. They stole those.
And even massage tables.
They had two massage tables. Not sure why they would steal certain items like that. Like the massage tables, you go, yeah, I know that it's a massage table, but it's England's massage table. Not positive how that pays off.
The incident occurred while these things were stored in a van in transit from West Palm Beach, Florida to Swope Soccer Village in Missouri. It's understood that the security staff believed that the drivers that were entrusted with delivering the gear were involved in this heist.
Not really much for the detectives to do if you're entrusted with it and you steal it. Pretty simple.
Two suspects have been detained by Kansas City Police Department with the investigation still ongoing.
According to the report, FIFA failed to interview the drivers properly.
If you've gone crazy or something, I mean, if you've gone crazy, I'm just saying, that's something I need to know about. Okay? I mean, that affects me.
It is Water Park Week on K-Rock. Listen for your chance to win tickets to Wild Rivers, Not Soak City, and Hurricane Harbor, Los Angeles. All three in the next 10 minutes on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Kevin, hi, what's up? Kim Tellis here.
I didn't understand a word of that. Try it again.
It's Kim.
Kim. Congratulations, you're caller 20.
I'm winning.
Yes, you are. You got tickets to Wild Rivers, Not Soak City, and Hurricane Harbor, Los Angeles.
Sounds great.
It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. I am totally obsessed with the World Cup. There are 1,000 different stories. Every game I try to watch as much as I can. But there's one story that has risen above all of the World Cup stories for me. It's the most important story in the world, and it's the story of Mexican Batman.
Lagos de Moreno has been one of Mexico's most dangerous cities for years, and locals are fed up with authorities not doing anything.
I'm kind of obsessed with this story of the Mexican Batman.
Soy Batman.
So one mysterious man has been fighting crime himself and absolutely embarrassing the criminal.
Who is it, you ask?
Soy Batman.
At night, he's been catching motorcycle thieves, tapes them to lampposts.
All right, let's not rush through that. The guy or people catch somebody trying to steal a motorcycle and lift him up on a light pole and use like duct tape and packing tape to wrap him up, and they tape him to a light pole. I don't have any idea where this idea came from.
Draws whiskers on their face, writes rat on their forehead, and leaves a motorcycle next to them as evidence before vanishing.
He tapes him to a light post, draws on his face, and leaves the motorcycle he was trying to steal right there with him. Who is it, you say?
Soy Batman.
In the past 10 days, it's happened 5 times.
This Mexican Batman is the greatest crime fighter ever. 5 times in 10 days.
But the police are treating these suspects as victims and are now actively hunting Batman.
That's how it happens, man. When you're a vigilante, you're fighting crime, but you're also fighting the law. Because...
Soy Batman.
Locals call him the Mexican Batman.
You are?
Yeah. Soy Batman.
I know this sounds like the start of a joke, but...
On Monday morning, a duck in a green soccer jersey walked into Mexico's National Palace.
Details coming up on Animal Stories next on K-Rock. The World Cup always makes superstars out of people, none more than Merlin the Duck. Animal Stories is next on K-Rock.
Get your greasy little face up next to the radio because it's time for America's favorite radio program, Animal Stories.
Time for Kevin Ryder's
Animal Stories!
On Monday morning, a duck in a green soccer jersey walked into Mexico's National Palace.
Truly, that sounds like the beginning of a joke.
His name is Merlin.
What a great name for a duck.
He is 2 years old. He weighs roughly as much as a bag of rice, wears tiny sneakers.
This duck wears tiny sneakers. Love it so much.
And has somehow become one of the most recognized faces of the 2026 World Cup.
A duck named Merlin, one of the most recognized faces.
All without kicking a ball. His owner, Carla Yvette Gomez, a street vendor from Mexico City, stood next to President Claudia Sheinbaum for photos and said, "It's an honor to be here and talk with the president."
Okay, so it's a duck that has a Mexico jersey on, and it wanders the streets, and everybody tries to take pictures of it, and it's gotten so popular that it made its way to the president of Mexico. She had the family there and the duck.
It started June 11th, the night Mexico beat South Africa 2-0 in the World Cup opener.
It was the very first game that was played in the World Cup, and everybody took to the streets like they'd won the championship, and I love it.
After the final whistle, fans poured into the streets of Mexico City.
So this is how Merlin gets discovered. Gomez, who has trained the duck, is in the crowd celebrating the win.
And she had Merlin with her. The duck, dressed in a miniature El Tri jersey.
I'm not the guy to point out people who say words wrong, but it is El Tri.
Waddled through the celebrating crowds near the Zocalo, the city's central square.
Just some groovy music underneath this story for Merlin.
People stopped. Phones came out. The images spread fast, and Merlin racked up millions of social media views.
Just a reminder, he's a duck.
Fans nicknamed him El Pato Mundialista. In English, the World Cup duck.
Dude, Merlin can hold that over the heads of every other duck for the rest of his life.
Merlin's composure in those crowds was years in the making.
I wondered how he wasn't spooked.
I tamed him. I taught him to follow us, first with a harness, so he'd get used to being out here, Gomez told ESPN.
I love that ESPN is interviewing the owner of Merlin the Duck.
He was afraid of people, of busy streets, and of the noise. Then he got used to it. Gomez sells water and soft drinks on the streets near the Palacio de Bellas Artes, one of Mexico City's landmark arts venues, and works those same blocks with her teenage son, Christian. Merlin goes with them daily.
Merlin works hard for that money.
By June 19th, Merlin's fame had reached the National Palace, where President Sheinbaum holds her daily mañanera, the morning press conference that Mexico's president uses to address the country each weekday.
So the president of Mexico had the family and the duck into a briefing.
Sheinbaum told reporters she wanted to extend a personal invitation. I'm going to invite her. Her name is Carla, right? so that she brings Merlin here to the Mañanera, she said, calling the duck a small symbol of our culture, of who we are.
And then they had him for dinner. No, I'm just kidding.
Why do you gotta be so insensitive all the time?
K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Joe.
Joe, you win.
Joe Gilmore.
Hey, what's up, Megan? What's up, Kevin?
What's happening? You got tickets to Wild Rivers, Not Soak City, and Hurricane Harbor, Los Angeles. All three.
Oh, nice. All three water parks. I'm looking forward. I'm getting wet this summer. Staying cool.
All right. Joe for show.
It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday with the 420 catch of the day on the way and three things at four now.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, Noah Kahan is begging his fans not to crap in their pants after one woman intentionally did the night before.
What?
So that she wouldn't miss any songs. And here is the story.
What? Let's talk about poop in your pants. If you're just catching up with internet news from the weekend, someone at the Noah Kahan concert their pants because they didn't want to miss any of the songs. And news of this concert pants pooper spread so quickly that Noah Kahan himself had to address it, putting out this tweet begging his fans not to sh** themselves. Now, here is an eyewitness account from Noah Kahan Poopgate.
I was the person seated directly behind the pooper in question.
No.
I saw the entire poop transpire. The look on her face was just very emotional. And then she reaches behind her, begins to shake out the shorts. Go out of her ass onto the floor. And then she tries to kick them under the seat. It smelled the entire time. Then they went up to her and they're like, hey, can you go? And she's like, I know.
Now, Noah Kahan does what any great artist or content creator would do, and that's lean into Poopgate. The next night, he had his audience solemnly promise to not themselves.
I solemnly swear.
I solemnly swear.
I will not my pants. And if I do, I won't take it from my pants and put it on the floor.
Not something you should have to have people swear to.
You really shouldn't have to make this kind of announcement. Nope. I didn't know Noah had it like that. Wow. Number two, a 96-year-old internet star known as Grandma Droniak says her retirement home threatened to kick her out for partying too hard.
I love it.
Here is what she had to say.
I'm getting kicked out of the nursing home. I just got this letter. It says you're getting kicked out if you don't stop the parties. You can read it. Parties are not allowed, and you cannot serve alcohol to other residents. Letter serves as a formal warning. I can do what I want.
I pay
$12,000 a month to live here. I could party if I want to. My girlfriends are coming over tonight. We're going to drink and gossip. It's not a party, but we do get rowdy. I can't help it. I love to party. You can't stop me. They are here.
She's my favorite.
She's the best. Seems like the retirement home and Grandma Droniak have come to some kind of agreement. So good. For now, she's going to keep the party going. Number three, Palm Beach Pete. I remember when this story first came out and he became an internet sensation earlier this year because of his striking resemblance to Jeffrey Epstein after a video of him driving a convertible went viral. He has repeatedly said he's not Epstein. But with all this newfound fame, he decided to run for mayor of Palm Beach and even took a DNA test to prove that he is not Jeffrey Epstein. But there has been a problem with the DNA results. And this is what Palm Beach had to say about it.
Guys, it's Palm Beach Pete, and I'm really pissed. I got a letter from the Division of Elections from the state of Florida regarding the irregularities concerning my DNA test. And they're asking me to suspend my campaign and take a step back. I'm not going to suspend the campaign. I'm getting legal involved, but I'll be back. I'm going to be traveling for a while, so you're not going to see me around for a bit. But I'll make the best mayor Palm Beach ever had, and I'll fight this tooth and nail. Peace out, Palm Beach Pete.
Oh, my God.
So there's irregularities to his DNA test.
What does that mean?
And the state of Florida don't want him to run anymore. They want him to take another test, and now he's saying he's going out of town. So this is all highly suspect.
No kidding.
I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
The artist is Biba Doobie, and the song is Sun Has Set. It's the lead single from her upcoming fourth album, Pylon, which is out September 18th. The album Pylon has a bunch of collaborations. Haley Williams, Brendan Yates of Turnstile, Chino Moreno of Deftones, and production from Matty Healy from the 1975, among other things. This song, Sun Is Set, is like, I hate you, you're going to stay here and listen to how much I hate you because I never got to say that. Sun Has Set, Biba Doobie is the name of the song, and it is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is Biba Doobie. The Sun Has Set is the name of that, and it is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. It is Water Park Week on K-Rock.
Got your tickets to Wild Rivers, Not Soak City, and Hurricane Harbor, Los Angeles, coming up on K-Rock.
We have the 5 o'clock stories coming up next, and for the best call,
we will have your tickets to see Beck at the Greek on September 23rd.
I'm getting kicked out of the nursing home.
Oh, my God.
I didn't realize this is the woman that I was following.
Yes. Grandma Droniak is what she's known as on social media.
How many followers?
She has 4 million on Instagram, probably a whole lot more on TikTok.
Wow.
And she's 96 years old.
I'm getting kicked out of the nursing home.
All right. That sounds sad.
I just got this letter. It says you're getting kicked out if you don't stop the party.
If you don't stop the party. She's 96. Why should she stop the party?
Honestly.
Come on now.
You can read it. Parties are not allowed, and you cannot serve alcohol to other residents.
I mean, I can see that that might cause some issues.
I think that was the big problem, was yes. Serving the alcohol to other people.
Letter serves as a formal warning. I can do what I want. I pay $12,000 a month.
Wow, 12 grand a month.
That's wild. She's allowed to party
yes.
for that amount of money.
To live here, I could party if I wanted. My right. girlfriends are coming over tonight. We're going to drink and gossip. It's not a party, but we do get rowdy. I can't help it. I love to party. You can't stop me. They are here.
Oh, my God. God.
And the whole video, she's putting makeup on her face and everything, and it's the cutest,
I love
funniest
her so much.
Thing I've ever seen.
And we've done this one time before. Your grandparents were crazy. Because it's funny, because when they're, if everything works how it's supposed to, they're your kids, then your parents, and you have to be the responsible ones.
Right.
Then you become old, and you're like, F you, I'm not going to be responsible
yeah,
anymore.
I'm going back.
So yep. Your grandparents were crazy is the topic. You had...
My grandma was wild. She would do things like steal Sweet and Low and spoons from every single restaurant we would go to.
Did she have a collection?
She had a collection. She just stockpiled this stuff. And I had told this story before, but my friend Lindsay and I, we were working like a golf tournament, and we were maybe 15 years old. And she says to us before we go to walk out the door, use your body, use your boobs, use whatever you can to get their money. That was my grandma's.
To her 15-year-old granddaughter.
Yes, and,
wow.
and best friend. And me and my friend Lindsay say that to each other all of the time. It was a great life lesson that we learned, you know?
My grandpa used to, I told you this before, I think, too. He used to watch Three's Company.
Uh-huh.
Because he loved the girls.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And he would say, don't tell grandma. Apparently she'd gotten him in trouble or something, and she was annoyed by the fact that he was watching Three's Company.
Oh my God, because she knew he was all into the ladies.
Yes, of course. But nothing like this woman who's going to get kicked out of her nursing home
yep.
for partying.
So good.
So your grandparents were crazy is the topic. 800-520-1067 is the phone number for your stories and your texts.
And for the best one, we got your tickets to see Beck at the Greek Theater on September 23rd.
Oh, Beck puts on such a great show.
I am obsessed with him.
Yep.
I love him.
Your grandparents were crazy. 800-520-1067. It is K-Rock. We are talking about troublemaking grandparents.
Well, the 626 said, my grandpa would blow stop signs and then say, we'll stop twice on the way back. I love that one.
800-520-1067.
We got a shout out. Ian in Santa Monica just won tickets to Wild Rivers, Not Soak City, and Hurricane Harbor, Los Angeles.
All right. We have those tickets for Beck to see him at the Greek. And we are taking your phone calls on troublemaking grandparents. You have that?
Yeah, especially my grandma's. Basically, my entire life until she passed away, she always said that she had a health problem that her taste buds didn't work.
Okay, so she had a health problem and her taste buds didn't work.
I've never heard of that.
No.
And she couldn't cook because, like, she had no taste buds.
Right.
Like, she just refused to cook because she's like, oh, I don't know how many spices to use and all this stuff. Well, it wasn't until, like, she was well into her 70s that we found out she was completely lying.
Oh, my God.
Your whole life she was lying.
Like, her whole life. Like, even to my dad when he was younger, she just didn't want to cook. And we found out because we were at a fancy, like, party for my graduation. And she, like, takes a bite of steak, and she's like, this is the best damn steak I've ever had in my life. And we all kind of turned around and looked at her and was like, what are you talking about?
Oh, my God. That's one smart lady.
That is a long time to hold a secret, keep up a secret.
Honestly, it is.
She's
but,
the best.
You know.
K-Rock, hello.
Yes, my grandma was such a troublemaker. I love her so much. I miss her so much. She was my favorite person, but she had a partial. So she would have she had a couple of her front teeth and then the whole row of the side was missing. Then she'd pop out the bottom and she had like two on the bottom missing and just sit there like nothing was happening.
Oh my.
And it scared us. It scared the hell out of us as children. It scared my friends. It scared my neighbor kids. So she would be sitting there acting normal like nothing was going on. Pop her teeth out, and the whole room would start screaming. She did it at the most inappropriate moment. She did it at the country club. The woman had no shame. She was the best. She was the best. I miss her so much.
She would
life.
Pop her teeth out.
Yes.
What a legend. I love it.
That is so wild.
That's a party trick right there.
All right. Your grandparents were troublemakers is the topic. 800-520-1067 is the number.
And for the best call or text, you got your tickets to see Beck at the Greek Theater on September 23rd.
Your grandparents were troublemakers. 800-520-1067.
562 said, my dad and my grandma got into an argument and my grandma yelled out, quit trying to act tough. I've effed women manlier than you. Drunk grandma was fun. Oh my
I love drunk
God.
Grandma. We are talking about troublemaking grandparents.
The 657 said, my grandparents are still crazy. They like to go around and ding-dong ditch and toilet paper houses around the neighborhood. This is my dream because this is what I used to do. And
right.
Then you have the period where you stop and then you go back later.
Yes.
Because no one's going to do anything about it. I love it, too.
We are taking your phone calls of grandparents being troublemakers.
Back in the day, we had like a 1-800 collect thing we were promoting. We had a van that we would drive around. And one day, Grandma and Grandpa came out for a ride with us. And they were in the back under a blanket.
Nope.
And we were like, what are you guys doing back there?
Nope.
And they were just giggling their heads off.
Nope.
But they were getting down and dirty in the back of the 1-800 collect van. This was like back in the 90s.
Oh, my God. They had no shame.
How old were you?
Oh, in my early 20s.
Wait, what did you say about her limping?
That was when Grandpa had her bent over, and she was limping because Grandpa went a little too hard.
Oh, my God. They are relationship goals, honestly.
Right?
Yeah.
The back of a van.
Yep. Relationship goals, 100%.
I love them so much. K-Rock, hello.
So, I was at Disneyland one time with my grandma, and she's like a really sweet, shorter lady. She doesn't really understand, like, sign of the times, you know, like, common decency. But there was this guy, like, a bigger fellow, big boned, in, like, a big orange T-shirt around Halloween time. And in front of, like, a bunch of people, you know, it's Disney, it's packed. She was just like, oh, check out this walking cloud over there. And I had to be like, Grandma, you can't say that.
Wait, what did she call him, a walking clown?
She called him a walking cloud.
Cloud. Oh, my God.
Wow. She's poetic.
And it was like kids heard it. It was all bad.
Yeah, that is all bad.
Oh, my God.
K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, so I have a troublemaking grandpa. He is he's a professional event crasher.
An event crasher? How old is he?
He is 65, and he loves to crash events, and I mean all events, including funerals.
He crashes funerals.
Oh, my God. Does he like to just go and talk to people, or does he like to come up on the free food?
Everything. He's just like... a very carefree guy, so you can't really tell he's crashing the event. But, like, he blends in, and then he'll start taking food. He'll talk to people. He'll go around walking, saying, hey, how you doing, blah, blah, blah. Like, what are you guys doing here?
And the family just takes him in.
Yes. The last time he crashed an event was for a funeral. He came back with tacos. I'm looking at him, where'd you get that? And he's like, oh, they're having a funeral at the morgue in the corner. And I was like, geez,
that is tremendous.
Yeah, I love him for it.
Your grandpa for the win. Wow, that is just crazy.
Now we know how to come up on free tacos.
Wow.
You just got to start crashing funerals. Yeah.
No, thanks. All right. Who is our winner? I can't get banging grandparents out of my head.
Yeah, in the van. So that was Michelle.
Michelle, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, congratulations.
Seriously?
That's yep.
Michelle, you're going to go see Beck at the Greek on September 23rd, thanks to your grandparents banging in the back of a van.
Oh, man. Love it. Love it so much.
So sexy. It is Water Week on the world-famous K-Rock.
Win 4 packs of tickets to go to Wild Rivers, Knott's, Soak City, and Hurricane Harbor, Los Angeles. Your shot to win coming up next.